It's Marketplace Tech for October 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Last week, Uber and its self-driving truck subsidiary Otto announced that one of the company's autonomous truck test vehicles had driven 120 miles across Colorado and delivered 2,000 cases of Budweiser. Precious cargo, sure. Maybe should have been Coors. The real self-driving action right now, though, is happening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a small fleet of self-driving Uber cars have been picking up human riders. When this was announced some weeks back, a lot of people were surprised it wasn't happening in a bigger tech city like New York, Boston, or San Francisco. Not the city's mayor, though, Bill Peduto. Peduto has pushed innovation in the city of Carnegie Mellon, so we got him up on the line for a chat. Mayor Peduto, thanks for talking with us. Tell us about the origin of this Uber partnership.
I guess the first conversation was about 18 months ago with their CEO. And Pittsburgh was chosen because really 30 years we've been leading in robotics. Back in 1979, when the steel industry collapsed, Carnegie Mellon University created the first robotics program in the world. So Uber saw the talent that was here, saw the topographical nature of the city, and saw the willingness of the government and others to work with them.
What about people, including non-Uber passengers, who might get caught in an accident? They didn't necessarily ask for this.
Yeah, that if somebody is involved and there was an error done by a sensor and they were put in harm's way, is that fair to them? The data that has come out with the number of miles where autonomous vehicles have been driven, which is in the millions, is a small percentage of error compared to the error that happens with a human being. Will there be errors? Yes. But to assume that something would be 100% fail-safe, we would never have cured polio. Yes, there is a risk factor that is involved, but the progress of man for almost everything has been based upon that risk.
You've said that it's, quote, not our role to throw up regulations or limit companies like Uber, end quote. But you're a career government official, right? So you don't think part of the government's job is to protect citizens from negative impact or potential negative impact of new tech?
I'm probably one of the starting lefties in Western Pennsylvania politics. I also understand that I'm 52. My entire life, I watched my city shrink. And now Pittsburgh is starting to grow. And this is the where the world is going. And there will be regulations. But the regulations need to be more hand in hand than at the very beginning in stifling what could potentially be a game changer when it comes to urban mobility.
You're on the city's celebrity hockey team, I hear.
Yeah.
How is hockey like heading up a city government or dealing with new technology?
You always have to watch behind your head. They're both contact sports. I mean, government is. But I'll tell you this, too. There is great teamwork. So we learn from each other, mayors from around the country and around the world.
We can hope. Bill Peduto, he is the mayor of Pittsburgh. Bill, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Ben.
Our conversation covered a lot more ground, and you can find the full interview at marketplacetech.org. True story. It's Halloween. Do you have a costume yet? Does it involve technology? Well, we've some good news for slackers. We're going to talk now about some last-minute techie solutions with Zoe Washington Chef, senior style editor at the website and digital firm Brit & Company, which focuses on creativity and DIY crafts. Zoe, you got some tips for us?
Well, one of the ways that I love techifying my Halloween costume is to incorporate any kind of lights. So that can be anything from, oh, I'm going to be a Christmas tree for Halloween, or I'm going to be the Northern Lights.
But how do you actually do that, like at the last minute? Is it like a battery pack and just like
plugging
this stuff in, or what's going on?
For lights, you just go straight to Target or to your local Ace Hardware and you grab your typical holiday lights and stream them along your costume, and then you can just have one of those portable battery packs. So that's always a great way to do it. And then tech is also infused in the costume in the planning process rather than the actual costume itself. So like at Brit & Co., we have a really great Halloween bot. So you can go on our site and type in where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how old you are, and we will generate the most appropriate costume for you.
Have you plugged yourself into this?
What it told me was that I needed to do something fashion forward. So fashion icons are really big. Grace Coddington from Vogue, Anna Wintour, Karl Lagerfeld, Coco Chanel, all the
Bowie?
Fashion icons.
Can we put David Bowie in there?
Of course, Bowie and
okay.
Prince.
Yeah.
You will see a lot of Bowie and Prince come Halloween night.
How big of an impact has the internet writ large had on Halloween costumes and the Halloween costume business? I'm talking memes, needing to keep costumes like kind of in the moment, things like that.
The internet really just makes it a lot easier to source what people are talking about. So,
right.
You're in on the joke, whereas before for Halloween, it was more about being punny. Now it's about playing on everyday current events, and the internet is, absolutely endless when it comes to that.
Zoe Washington Chef is senior style editor at the digital media site Brit & Company. Zoe, thanks a lot for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you probably remember we have been asking you about your techie costumes this year. We got some great submissions. Here is Adam Shuttleworth of Southern California.
My costume is a crossover between a Halo helmet and a Star Wars Mandalorian armor. I built it using paper covered in fiberglass for the helmet. I used metal plates for the armor. And for the gauntlets, I 3D printed them.
You can find photos of that nerderific stuff at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.